Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We welcome back John Nichols from The Nation. We appreciate you sticking around, John. And we've been talking about his new book, Coronavirus Criminals and Pandemic Profiteers. John, I understand you're coming back on this fine show next Monday because you got a big event. What's the event?
We got a big event with the Progressive Magazine and A Room of One's Own bookstore on Monday at 7 p.m. And if you go to the Progressive website or to their YouTube site, or you go to Room of One's Own site, you can attend. It's a Zoom virtual thing. And unfortunately, I say, the book tour this time is all Zoom events. And we just said, as I said, we did one the other night in San Francisco at City Lights Bookstore. That was great. With Congressman Ro Khanna interviewed me about the book, which was a great honor. On Monday, Bill Leaders, who's the editor of The Progressive, will interview me about the book. And so we're doing lots of events around the country, and it's been a very, very interesting process. Just launched this week, and it seems to be going very well. I think there's an awful lot of people who have been waiting to see the coronavirus criminals and pandemic profiteers called out.
Real quick, John, if I wanted to buy a copy, not that I would, because, you know, you're going to supply me one gratis, right? But if our audience wants to buy a copy of this fine book, John, how would they do so?
Yeah, I hope they do so at an independent bookstore. And there's a lot of them around town in Madison and in Milwaukee as well, Boswell's, Room of One's Own, various others. And I, when I come back on Monday, I'll list even more if you want. But the bottom line is that I do want to support independent bookstores. But you can order it online in all the usual ways. It's out from Verso and Penguin Random House. So big publisher, should be everywhere. And I would, you know, will suggest that it makes a fine holiday gift if you're looking for a Valentine.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine, prolific author on the show. He is John Nichols. His new book, Coronavirus Criminals and Pandemic Profiteers, makes a fine Valentine's gift for your loved ones. John, let's talk about the Breyer retirement. And I'm kind of excited about this. I think a lot of lefties are excited because, of course, after RBG, we all have the fear of losing another seat. And this gives us some certainty, some surety, you'd like to think. Breyer went to the White House today. They did the official. Biden says about a month from now, he is going to officially nominate a black woman. John, in no small part, I had forgotten about that James Clyburn. Not only did he endorse Biden in South Carolina, but he pushed Biden to make that pledge on the debate stage. And I had forgotten about that moment, John, but I was reminded last night. And Biden is now reassuring Americans he plans on carrying forward with that pledge. John, do you think politically it's a reset for the president?
I think it's a good thing for the president. And I think it'll work. The bottom line is that Joe Biden said that he would appoint the first black woman to the high court. I do think that helped him when he was running in 2000. I remember that South Carolina primary was make or break for him. If he didn't do very well there, he was not going to be the nominee. And so I think it was beneficial to him. I think he knows that. But it wasn't really a risk, because we should be very clear. There are so many incredibly qualified black women on the federal bench and in state Supreme Courts around the country, that he's got a lot of people to pick from, including several potential nominees who've already been approved by this Senate, essentially by this Senate or by the previous sitting of the Senate. So and approved with Republican votes. And so my sense is that should kind of close the gap. And I think it will be possible for Joe Biden to nominate a qualified black woman for the Supreme Court and to get that nominee approved with all the Democrats. Because remember, if you even had Republican votes for such for one of these people before, it's very likely that you're going to get Manchin and Sinema on board. And potentially, again, I know this is a stretch, but I think there's at least a reasonable chance that you might get a Murkowski, a Romney, or one or two others across. So I think this is something Biden can pull off. And I'm glad that he's talking about moving quickly. This should not, the worst thing that the Biden administration has done from January of 2021 is to move slowly, right? To give time for things to happen. They gave a lot of time for Build Back Better. You saw where that ended up. They gave a lot of time for voting rights. You saw where that ended up. They need to, when they have an opening, move quickly. And, you know, don't give the right a lot of time to kind of build up its energy in opposition. And so I'm hoping that that we will see a nomination in February, hearings very quickly thereafter, and ideally a vote by the Senate. I would hope early March, perhaps even sooner.
John, 2016, Ron Johnson, in no small part, won re-election by helping to block Senate confirmation for Merrick Garland, to block Obama's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. And we saw the Coney Barrett, and we've seen the treatment of Biden throughout this legislative process. John, what do you think the chances are that the Republicans are going to pull a fast one, try to pull Manchin onto the Republican team, something crazy that changes the entire dynamic, and once again, they block the appointment? We could be down 7-2 on the courts, John.
Well, of course, there's always that danger. And, you know, I think I've covered every Republican convention, I hope I'm right on this, going back to 1988, 84, I think I was even at one. So I've been at a lot of them. And the one animating reality on the floor of a Republican convention is ending abortion rights. It's always been, it's a huge motivating factor. And that has always been steered into the court. So it's important to understand that there's never going to be a situation now or going forward where Republicans are going to back away from a court fight, right? They're going to look for a way to win it. And you're right. Look for a way to get Manchin to cross over. Look for some tactic, some stunt, some approach. But they don't have that many openings here. The fact of the matter is that Biden has prospects that he can nominate that Democrats and Republicans have voted for in the past. And I think that if Biden moves fast, a lot of the options that McConnell might have had are closed off. And then also, finally, look, this is we're coming into a midterm election year. If the Republicans go too far on things and go to too great an extreme, that's detrimental to them at a time when I think they feel like they've got a good chance of winning back control of the Senate. So my bet is that they'll fight hard, they'll fight dirty, but they probably won't go to some sort of nuclear option that might block this. I think we're going to have a Joe Biden nominee on the Supreme Court.
10-second reaction. What if it was Kamala Harris? How do you like that strategy?
I've heard this from other people, and I can tell you this, she'd be a great Supreme Court justice. There's simply no doubt of that. But she might be challenging because I'm not sure the Republicans would be all on board for that. And I suspect I don't anticipate that sort of, flashy move. I think Biden's going to pick a super qualified woman who's already on a federal court bench and put her on the Supreme Court.
John Nichols, always great to have you come by. We'll see you again on Monday when you're selling the new book. We'll give the title again and the event on Monday. John Nichols, have a great day.